And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, November the 5th, 2024. November 5th is National Chinese Takeout Day. Chinese takeout appeared in North America in the mid-1800s. Due to the gold rush, there was a large influx of Chinese immigrants to California. In the 1950s, Chinese takeout became extremely popular with Americans. Then, Chinese restaurants had two menus, one for the Chinese and another for the Americans. Over time, the American menu became dominant and is what remains today in major Chinese restaurants. Very little is known about the history of National Chinese Takeout Day. We do not know when, where, and how it started, but still, we can guess the reason for the creation of this holiday. Perhaps a certain group of people, knowing how much everyone loves Chinese cuisine, decided that it deserves a place in the list of culinary holidays that are celebrated every year. China's vegetarian culture is often traced back to Buddhism, which entered the country from India during the Han Dynasty in 206 BCE. It was Chinese Buddhist monks who invented tofu 2,000 years ago. However, a deep dive into written records suggests vegetarianism was practiced in China even much earlier. With a cuisine rich in noodles, rice, vegetables, tofu, and Chinese spices, enjoy some vegan Chinese takeout today. Today is the birthday of the man who says, "If you love animals, don't eat them." Bryan Adams, born on this day in 1959. Vegan musician Bryan Adams says that switching to a plant-based diet was the best decision he ever made. He's a trend-setting musician with timeless appeal and a fan base that spans generations. The singer became known worldwide with hits such as "Everything I do it for you," "Run to You," and "Summer of 69. Bryan Adams has been making music for 40 years, 30 of those as a vegan. The Canadian singer became a vegan when he was 28. He's always been vocal about choosing the lifestyle for the sake of the animals and our planet. Plus, he says, "It made sense with my activism. I was supporting organizations that were supposedly protecting animals, but I figure you can't support environmental organizations and carry on eating animals and fish. It doesn't make sense. I realized that everything I was brought up eating was not only hurting me, but also the planet. I didn't want to be part of that cycle. Those are the reasons why I quit eating animal products. I got ribbed in the beginning, especially from my band. A few years later, they all became veggies, and all on their own doing. I didn't pressure them." He also believes you can improve your health by changing your diet. "Trusting doctors with my health just wasn't working for me. I managed to change things for the better for myself within months by simply changing my diet. I saw what were chronic health problems disappear by eliminating animal products from what I was eating. Buying fresh food is expensive, but so is the cost of dodgy health. I hardly ever get sick, and when I do, I seem to recover easily. I had COVID-19 and had no symptoms." He went on to say, "There was a commentary published in the American Journal of Medicine, which cites a study showing that the more the diet is based on plants, the less risk of severe COVID-19. It's written by Dr. Neil Barnard, president of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine and an NIH-funded researcher. That's something to think about." Adams also co-founded a new oat milk drink company, Better Mood. He says, "It's vegan, of course, animal cruelty-free, of course, and obviously perfect for people who are lactose intolerant or have difficulties digesting dairy. Its impact on the environment in terms of emissions, land, and water use are way lower than cow's milk. It's made with a blend of alpine herbs, organic gluten-free oats, plant fats, and water. His wish for the world is that we educate our children to respect the living beings on the planet who have as much a right to be here and to live in safety as we do." Bryan Adams says, "Go vegan. You will never regret it." And here are words of the Buddha from the Lankavatara Sutra. "For innumerable reasons, the Bodhisattva, whose nature is compassion, is not to eat any meat. For fear of causing terror in living beings, Let the bodhisattva who is disciplining himself to attain compassion refrain from eating flesh. Buddha's instructions from the Lankavatara Sutra. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that if you love animals, don't eat them.